Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Jean Castex is currently receiving teacher unions at the Élysée. Today, many professionals were on strike to denounce the current sanitary protocol. Several gatherings took place throughout France, including in Marseille, Nice, Nancy, Toulouse, and Paris. The socialist presidential candidate, Anne Hidalgo, unveiled her program today with 70 proposals to unite France, as she says. Her program includes a revaluation of the minimum wage, the right to vote at 16 years old, and the creation of a Ministry of Climate and a solidarity tax on wealth to protect the environment and biodiversity. A budget of 4 million euros to secure places of worship was announced this evening by Gérald Darmanin. The Minister of the Interior visited two churches in Seine-Saint-Denis that were targeted by acts of vandalism. The churches were broken into and equipment was stolen. The people of Toulouse will finally get some fresh air. The garbage collector strike is over after a month of protest. An agreement was reached regarding their days off. The trash will gradually be picked up. And the orange weather alert for floods has been lifted in the southwest. The alert was lifted in Gironde, Lot-et-Garonne, and Tarn-et-Garonne after the peak was reached this morning. A word of sport with the Biathlon World Cup and the great performance of Quentin Fillon-Maillet. The Frenchman won another sprint victory in Ruppolding, Germany. Quentin Fillon-Maillet had a perfect and flawless race. And then Stromae is headlining in April at Coachella, California, the hippest festival in the world. The lineup was unveiled this morning. The Belgian singer will perform on the same evening as Billie Eilish. The festival will be held after two consecutive cancellations, a sign of hope for the entire music industry. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.